You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Dove, the new kind of soap for everything in your wash. First, let's drop in on the Dozen family. Uh-oh. Pa Dozen's been waiting an hour for Ma's sewing circle to go home so he can eat his dinner. There's nothing like the anger of a hungry man. Listen.
After waiting an hour, what do I get? Sandwiches.
Now, Pa.
Why, that hen party could have broke up 2 hours ago. All that chatter, chatter, chatter. You too, Ma.
Pa, I was explaining to Lottie about Dove.
Yeah, I heard her squealing. Oh, you mean this new kind of soap does everything in your wash? Any darn fool ought to know that.
Pa, watch your language.
Hmm?
There's lots of smart people don't know Dove does work shirts, towels, and pretty rayon undies, too.
Well, everybody in town will know now. I heard you telling that gossip, Mrs. Swatchett, about Dove and my overalls. What business is it of hers?
Poor Mrs. Swatchett's been scrubbing and scrubbing her boy's overalls. The one he gets so dirty in the airplane factory. I just told her Dove would get them clean without hard scrubbing. No soap I ever use gets Dove's dirt out easier.
Don't them women have to get supper for their husbands? Stand around gabbing about how white your tablecloths look.
Well, they are white, Pa. So's my towels. You know Dove does them the whitest white any soap can turn out. They're dazzling.
The way that Mrs. Swatchett kept going on and on about how nice your dress looked. Ain't new, is it?
No, she thought it was. And when I told her this dress had been Dove's lots of times, well, she couldn't get over how bright and pretty the color stayed. That convinced her Dove is really safer for the colors you wash.
Yep, Dove does everything except get my supper. The idea of sandwiches and lemonade.
Too bad Dove can't cook. But just think, ladies, Dove is the only leading granulated wash day soap that gives longer life to colors, plus unsurpassed whiteness and real cleaning power for the dirtiest wartime clothes. You see, Dove does more. So why not let Dove do everything in your wash? And now the Goldbergs. Well, up to now, Molly Goldberg has spent her time trying to untangle the threads woven through the lives of Florence, Eugene, and Anne. Unexpectedly, she was presented with a clue. As it became increasingly clear to Molly, and Dr. Cater's diagnosis corroborated her opinion, that the main thread is Anne. Yes, the mysterious other woman turns out to be Anne herself. Of course, just how or why, we don't know yet, but Dr. Cater and Molly are convinced that all the trouble stems directly from Anne. Now, Molly is supposed to get Eugene to come up to Lastonbury, for Dr. Cater has plans. Listen.
Pa?
Pa.
Home so early?
Mama's not home yet.
Aren't you feeling well, Pa?
If curiosity is a sickness, I'm sick.
What do you mean?
Mama called me. She said she has plenty to tell me.
Well, was she still in Dr. Cater's office, Pa?
No.
Well, where was she?
On her way home.
Let's meet her, Pa.
Stop where you are.
Why can't we meet her, Pa?
She went to meet the children.
Oh, Anne will be with her then.
Why?
Because Anne went to meet the children, too. Pa, what do you think Dr. Cater found out just speaking to Anne once, huh?
Don't ask me, Rosie. I'm not of the mother of school. I don't know.
I'll give you a book, Pa.
Don't give me any books, Rosalie, please. I know enough.
A person never knows enough.
Ignorance is bliss, Rosie.
I don't think so. It's just too bad that we don't live long enough to learn everything that there is to know.
There are just a few fundamentals, Rosie. And if you know them...
There's no detour to learning, Pa.
Take it, Rosie.
Yes, I will. Hello? Yes? Oh, well, she's not here now. I'm expecting her.
Who is it?
All right. Operator 24. Who's calling, please? Oh. Thank you.
Who?
For Anne.
Who is calling her?
They didn't say.
But you just asked her.
She said, just have a call, Operator 24.
Hello?
Hello?
Alan!
Yes,
I want you to come in a little while. I'll come
don't
in
stay
in
on.
Too long.
I know, I didn't mean jam and jelly. I said jam and jelly. I mean applesauce on bread, I mean. Where are you going, Dan?
I'll be right down.
Oh, yes, dear.
Well, Molly, speak up, wait. that's the plenty you have to tell me?
The man has to call Operator 24, Ma.
Operator 24 called her? The call came in already long.
Oh, who's it from, Ma? Do you know?
That's not important. What's the plenty you have to tell us?
I'll tell you in a minute, Jake, darling. In a minute, I'll tell you everything. Oh, it's Jake Psychology. Jake Psychology.
What are you doing?
Hello? Hello, I want Operator 24, please.
To call us for Ann, Ma.
Yes, please. Well, Operator 24, so you just called recently, and, but you're not local, long. Is this long, 24? Well, your call just came for Ann Franklin. Yeah, I want to report that she's here now, present.
Molly.
Yes, please. It's Eugene. I have to speak to him, Jake.
If he's calling Ann, why do you have to speak to him?
Then you'll know, Jake, darling, then you'll know.
Ma?
Yes, Operator. Don't mom. Yes, Operator. Yes, I know it's personalized. I know it's person to person. I am not the person. I didn't say she's right here to take the call.
Ma, can't you tell us?
I want to hear about the plenty.
Yes, Operator. Jake, please, I'll tell you the plenty. I can't say in six syllables the plenty. The plenty is the whole conversation that Dr. Cater had with Anne, the whole psychognosis and the whole psychology and the whole thing, the whole depths of her emotional life. I can't say in one syllable, Jake, please. I can't say in one syllable, Jake, darling. There's a chance, Dr. Cater said, to save the divorce yet between them.
So let me hear what, Ben?
Oh, Jake, darling, had Dr. Caden's wrong treatment of conversation found out about Anne Franklin?
I'll ask you that.
Hello?
Hello. Hello, Eugene.
Molly.
Who is this?
This is Anne's Molly, Eugene.
I've put in a call for Anne.
She's coming to the phone. She's coming to the phone, Eugene. Eugene, I want to see you in Lastonbury. The children want to see you.
I'll speak to Anne if she's there, please.
Eugene, I just...
If Anne's too busy to come to the phone, I'll call back later.
Eugene, dear, take a train to Lastonbury and come up before it's too late.
Tell Anne I'll call her later.
Just a minute then, Eugene, if you're taking that latitude. Just 1 minute and I'll call her. Rosalie, call Anne.
Ma.
Go hither and call.
Ma.
Hither.
Ma, if I guess what Dr. Cater told you, will
guess
you?
Guess what?
Is Anne the other woman?
Molly, is Anne the other woman?
Ma.
Anne is the woman, Molly. Don't shake your head. Say yes or no.
Yes.
But that's only one man's opinion, Dr. Cater's.
And one woman's opinion, mine.
Two women, Ma. I always knew that you thought so, and so did I.
And there's no other woman?
Call Anne to the phone.
Ma, what did Dr.
Anne, telephone!
Ma, what else? Please.
Telephone!
Ma, tell me. Ma, what else? Huh?
Telephone,
I can't
Anne.
Believe it.
Telephone, Anne. It's Eugene.
I didn't hear the phone ring.
Well, it didn't ring. The operator called you when we was out, the long-distance operator, 24. So I got 24 for you. I just got it for you.
You didn't have to.
Oh, that's all right. I'm very glad to help you. I asked Eugene to come up to Lastonbury. Maybe, Anne, if you'll ask him, he will.
Hello?
Anne?
Yes, Eugene?
What the devil's going on up there?
I don't know.
I think I'm coming up.
There's no reason for it.
I've got to get some things settled with Florence.
I'll take care of everything.
How are the children?
Fine.
And Florence?
Fine.
She likes it this way?
It seems so.
Do you know Clem Williams' address?
I have it, I think.
Will you get it for me, please?
Yes, just hold on. I'll be right down, Mrs. Goldberg. Mr. Cronin called to speak to me, Mrs. Goldberg.
Thank you.
What? Didn't want him to talk to you, please.
Not a break. Hello? Hello, Eugene?
Aunt Molly.
Eugene, if I'm trespassing on you, Eugene, it matters very little to me what you say. All my life I've been a trespasser.
Please, Aunt Molly.
Look, Eugene, look, dear, I haven't much time to talk to you. I only want to leave one thought with you. I know what your life with Florence was in the beginning. I saw the happiness that made everybody who knew you happy. And now, Eugene, all of a sudden everything has changed. Do you think life with another woman can
you
bring
too,
that...
You too, Aunt Molly?
Eugene, please come up to Lastonbury. If not for Florence, then for the children. If not for the children, then... just 1 minute, Eugene. Anne is here. Here.
Is he coming up? You're making things very difficult. Hello, Eugene.
Hello.
Please forgive your aunt. The voice is something she can't understand. She thinks it's horrible.
Well, it is. It's one of the most horrible things in the world.
Clem Williams' address is...
What do you mean my aunt thinks divorce is horrible?
Eugene.
You think it's nice, delightful, amusing?
Eugene, please.
Here I am sitting here in my office. Everything's a mess. I'm a mess. I don't know what to think or do. It seems incredible. The closer the day comes to put an end to this marriage, the more incredible it seems. Why should Florence and I be separated? Now, after all these years? Why? How did it happen? It's like being hit with lightning out of the sky.
I'll be back as soon as I can, Eugene. I'll take things off your hands. Clem Williams' address...
Oh, the devil with his address.
You shouldn't have come back to the office.
What could I do in the country? Talk to the trees? At least I can work here. I can be annoyed.
I've got Clem Williams' address here.
The devil with it. Get back as soon as you can.
I will.
I miss you. I've no one to talk to. And I have to talk about this. I can't walk around just thinking and thinking like a lunatic.
All right, Eugene.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Is he coming, Dad?
What did he tell you?
He didn't say, but...
Then he isn't coming. He knows what he wants better than you do, Mrs. Goldberg. It's his life, not yours.
Angry, disturbed, puzzled, Eugene doesn't seem to know what he wants to do. But whether or not he'll come up to Lastonbury depends on how strong Molly's plea was. Meanwhile, Dr. Cater has other little dramatic plans, and we see one in the next episode. You know, sometimes people judge us not so much by what we know as by what we don't know. For instance, take what young Dickie Dozen said the other day. You know, I started teasing him about that cute little girl next door. And Dickie said...
Who, her? The big freckle face. Gosh, she's so dumb she doesn't even know what Does is.
Well, Dickie, you certainly ought to tell her. Teller Does is a new kind of soap for everything in the wash. Work shirts, towels, to pretty rayon slips. Yes, friends, compared to other leading granulated wash day soaps, Does gives longer life to the pretty colors you wash, plus unsurpassed whiteness for towels and linens, and real cleaning power for the dirtiest clothes. So try Does. It does everything in the wash. And friends, remember, if your dealer is out of Does, he'll have more soon. Meantime, don't waste Does. Soap contains vitally needed war materials, so save up your dirty clothes and wash several loads in the same Does suds. See that every bit of Does you use does more. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Burke. Molly explains and gets nowhere. And then Dr. Cater produces one of his proverbial rabbits and a surprise. This is Clayton Collier speaking and reminding you to... Let Does, the new kind of soap, do everything in your wash.